Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Friday. Meat Friday at that. Just went out, checked on the Traeger grills just to make sure that everything was functioning properly. Smoked beef and chorizo chili. It's fall. It's the first day of fall. And we thought, let's get some soup. We also have hot dogs. We have beer, cheese, and soft pretzels. Who's got it better than we do?
Nobody.
And the audience doesn't have it better, or do they? It's Paulie's birthday week. And you can still celebrate that by going to danpatrick.com. You buy one T-shirt, get the other one for 50% off. Paulie is, you know, going to call you up, too. If he'd be, right? He'd be more than happy to call people up.
Yeah, thanks for the birthday wish.
Yeah. It'll be Sunday night. It'll be the Niners battling the Broncos. It starts at Sunday, 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. The Browns are 2-1 for the third straight year, but they were one of three teams to start 2-1 last year and not make the playoffs, the Ravens and the Saints. And the Steelers, 1-2 for the second straight year. They were one of four teams to start 1-2 and make the playoffs. The Chiefs started 1-2, Patriots, and the Eagles. Feels like that's a
stat of the day, stat of the day, bop, bop. Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Bop. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp at danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. I was watching football, and I was flipping back whenever Aaron Judge came to the plate. And I thought the cameraman for Fox did a disservice, an injustice to a moonshot by Aaron Judge. This was, I think, in the ninth inning. And it went to the warning track in center field. But if you watch the wide angle to this, I thought he hit it into, you know, the water. The East River, he hit it so hard. So far. But it was one of those, it was like, ah, and there it goes. And then it right to the warning track. And I went, ugh. Plus, There was a lot of criticism of the Red Sox pitchers that they weren't pitching to Aaron Judge. He was walked three times. Well, I think you have to understand it's the Red Sox and the Yankees. If this is Kansas City or Cincinnati, maybe they pitch to him. The Red Sox don't want to be on the books as we gave up those home runs. I mean, nobody wants to, but I can understand from the Red Sox perspective that, you know, let him get the record against somebody else, he's not going to get it against us. But feels like if he's going to get it this weekend, it'll be at the expense of the Red Sox. Yes, Paul.
I got to tell you, it wouldn't bother me that much if I were an opposing pitcher and Judge took me deep and it was the record home run. Let's say it was the 62. It's a footnote. No one's going to be like, hey, remember when Jimmy Lipper gave it up to Judge? What a loser that guy is. Like, I probably challenged Judge. You probably get more respect.
Okay, do you remember who gave up the home run to Roger Maris?
No, I only remember the pitcher who gave it up to Pete Rose.
All right. Do you know who gave up the 73rd home run to Barry Bonds?
Nope.
Do you know who gave up Bonds' last home run? We know who gave up 715 to Hank Aaron. Or do you guys remember Al Downing of the Dodgers? I think it was Tracy Stollard who gave up the home run to Roger Maris. His 61st. I mean, a nondescript pitcher.
But at least his name's out there for some type of immortality. Light immortality.
Okay. It depends. It's do you subscribe to any publicity is good publicity? Hey, we're going to remember you, but we're going to remember you for that. I guess it's all in your mental makeup. But I don't subscribe to, hey, any publicity is good publicity. That's why people in my position love hot takes, even if it's wrong. They don't care. They want to get attention. Yes, Eden.
Why is it a negative, though, to give up a home run, a famous home run to, I mean, whoever's doing that is going to be one of the greatest hitters of their generation.
Okay.
Right? So they've given up a bunch of other home runs before that, or that person has hit a million other home runs before that. Why is it such a negative to be the person that gave up the one?
Well, if you're Mitch Williams and you gave up the home run that won the World Series with Joe Carter and the Blue Jays, should you have a problem giving up that home run where Toronto won the World Series?
But see, that's a game. That's a World Series on the line. This is just, hey, you gave up 61. That's humiliating or something like that. You know what I mean? These big milestone home runs, you gave up 715. Okay. The guy hit 714 before that or whatever, you know?
Okay. Dennis Eckersley giving up the home run to Kurt Gibson. It didn't win the World Series. It was game one. Should Eckersley be mad, disappointed, embarrassed that he gave up that home run?
It probably is much worse for him than it is for, like, the public. I'm sure that it bothers him a lot more. It feels like a more of a competitive situation. Like, if you throw the pitch that ends up losing the game or something like that, it just feels a lot different than, you know, a random Tuesday night.
You wouldn't have a problem if you gave up the home run that Aaron Judge hit, number 62.
I don't know that I would.
Okay.
Unless it was 62 to knock us out of the playoffs, then I'd be like, oh, crap, that really sucks. Because now not only is it a milestone one, but it's one that we lost the series.
Okay. I mean, I remember Pat Dorsey because he gave up Carlton Fisk home run in game 6 at Fenway when Fisk is motioning, stay fair, stay fair. But I wouldn't remember him, and I'm a Cincinnati Reds fan, or at least I was.
You said those key words, game 6.
Yeah. I don't think Pat Darcy appreciates it. Didn't Tim Wakefield give up Aaron effing Boone's home run?
Yeah.
Mike Torres with Bucky effing Dent. Well, those were playoff games. Yes, Todd.
I totally agree with Seton. The World Series on the line is very different than a milestone. I would have no problem giving up a milestone home run unless I was somehow being accused of wanting to be in the history books and I lobbed it up there because I wanted to be part of that big, momentous occasion.
But if you're a Red Sox pitcher, you do not want to be the guy who gave up the home run to Aaron Judge. You don't. Now, Paulie has said, I don't want to be the guy who walked him.
I don't want to be the guy who's soft, who's afraid to challenge Aaron Judge because you want to be off this list. Pitch to him. The Red Sox aren't going anywhere. They got the next month off. You know, here's a guy that, like you mentioned, Dennis Eckersley giving up the home run to Gibson, and they lost the World Series. I think Dennis Eckersley's probably okay with it when the topic comes up because He had a Hall of Fame career, and I shouldn't say okay.
I wouldn't be.
He has a Hall of Fame career, and he's considered one of the great relievers of all time. And he does have a World Series ring. If I never had a World Series ring, and I was known for giving up a home run that ended up costing the World Series down the road, that would hurt. Like if Matt Ryan somehow got a Super Bowl MVP, which doesn't look like it's going to happen right now, 28-3 would be much easier to talk about. It would feel different.
Yeah, a ton.
And if I was Mitch Williams, I'd be more upset at Curt Schilling and his antics in the dugout when he was covering his face and, oh, no, Mitch Williams is going to lose the game for us than the actual giving up of the home run. It happens.
Wait. No.
I remember that game and they were showing all those shots of him.
You don't mean that.
I would be disappointed to give up the home run.
But
if I ended up watching the highlights of that and I saw what one of my teammates was doing, covering his eyes like, oh, he's going to blow the whole thing for us, I would somehow be more pissed off at my teammate on national world TV acting like that, like showing no faith in me, than, all right, he hit a home run off me. You know, that sucks. But, I tried to get him out.
Maybe it was warranted because Mitch gave up the home run and Schilling's like putting a towel over his head.
And that's on the manager. Then he should have someone else in there if they felt that strongly that this is the worst guy to have on the mound in this moment.
Mitch was a roller coaster ride. And I was there for that World Series. I mean, that he was known as Wild Thing. You know, was Schilling being a great teammate? No, but it's not like Mitch had support out on the mound. He's out there on an island. And he gave up the home run to Joe Carter. We are mixing it up with playoff World Series home runs. I get that. Would I have a problem? If I'm pitching, I'm on the Red Sox and I'm pitching tonight, am I throwing to Aaron Judge? Well, I'm not throwing meatballs. I mean, I hope I'm around the strike zone. I wouldn't make it a mockery where I'm going to go or just point it. Hey, go to first base. I would want to strike him out. But would I be serving one up and say, go ahead and hit it? No, I would not. If you include last night, Aaron Judge's reached base safely at least three times in over 30% of his games this season. His 46 games are seven more than the next closest hitter. So he's done that 46 times. Freddie Freeman's done it 39 times. I just don't think this is the greatest baseball season of all time. And I don't even know, is it better than what Shohei Ohtani did last year? We haven't seen that before. I've seen guys hit 60 home runs. Have you seen what? I love what Judge has done, and if he wins the Triple Crown, it's an unbelievable season and should be celebrated as one of the greatest of all time. I just don't know if we can put that stamp down that says greatest season of all time, because I don't think it is. Yeah, Paul?
I found some lists of Baseball Almanac, Bleacher Report, many other places where they list the greatest seasons of all time. And I think Judge is in there now, though, because if he happens to win the Triple Crown simultaneously as 60-plus, that's nuts. Because like a lot of these great seasons of all time are like Lou Gehrig, and he hit 373, and he had 47 home runs. Yeah. And he had almost 200 RBI. And then they all have a season where, you know, it's a couple from Bonds, a couple from Babe Ruth, and then there's like a couple from Ted Williams. He kind of goes in that category for sure.
Yeah.
Not a standalone.
No, I think it's open to discussion. But, I mean, look at Ohtani's year last year. He pitched. He was an all-star pitcher, all-star hitter. Like, how does Judge compare to that? That's one of the most, that might be the most unique season in the history of the sport. So I guess, what is the greatest season? Yeah, Paul.
Here's one that stands out. Aaron Judge's slugging percentage, which means extra base hits and power and all that stuff, is .703 this year, which is fantastic. The year that Ted Williams hit .406, his slugging percentage was .735.
Okay.
And he hit .406.
All right.
90 points better. That's an all-time season.
All right.
And he shot down like eight fighter planes.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he went to war. Yeah.
And I don't know.
It wasn't in the same season.
The season's not done yet, but Judge, I don't think, is doing that.
No.
He shot down like nine enemy fighters later that season.
Yes. So imagine you're Ted Williams and you're a fighter pilot. Okay. You're going to take a couple of years off and you're going to go fight the war.
I guess I'll go back to baseball again.
Yeah, gotta go back to something simple. You know, they say sports, life, and death. No, it's not. Yeah, Paul.
We should really correct Ted Williams' stats because of this. And he doesn't need much help with the stats. He missed seasons at age 24, 25, and 26.
Yeah.
His prime year. So when he left the sport, he was hitting 356 or 36 homers and 137 RBIs. Triple crown. He had back-to-back triple crown years. Then went and shot down fighter pilots, other fighters. Then came back and hit 342 at 38 home runs. He didn't miss a beat. If you add in three average Ted Williams seasons.
What do you have, 525 home runs?
Yeah, 521.
521.
If you just prorate and you pop another 110 homers on his list, he's at 635 whilst hitting 344 for his career.
Yeah.
That's kind of silly.
Yeah. But then you have to factor in what David Cone said. You know, they're trying to deaden the baseballs now. And even though the analytics say still swing for the fences, which is interesting analytics, but he's hitting 60 home runs, and it's not the dead ball era, but it's the deadening the ball era.
Less alive ball era?
Yeah. I don't know what we call it.
It's crazy, though, that it's just – so the only clean people to do it are Aaron Judge and Roger Maris.
I guess so.
To hit over 60.
Yeah.
That is pretty wild.
We're led to believe that.
Right.
Yes.
We're led to believe that. Yes.
And that's what the public thinks. But I'm not going to crown Aaron Judge the single-season home run champ only because baseball has acknowledged Barry Bonds. And if baseball acknowledges him – and I know you can say, well, I'm going to put an asterisk by it. Fine. Baseball didn't. Roger Maris didn't have an asterisk by his. Well, I think he did. They took that away because he got to play in an expansion year that was 162 games where Babe Ruth played in 154. And then Babe played where there was no integration. I mean, okay, I get it. Bonds played when everybody was juicing. But Aaron Judge is now playing in an era, or at least a year, where they're deadening the baseball. And baseball bought Rawlings. It's like, you know, there's no middleman here. It's just like, let's take out the middleman. It's like, Commissioner, what do we want to do with the baseballs this year? Make them lively! Like, you imagine the commissioner's in there, night shift, you know, walking in there.
Punching in.
I'm going to make them lively. All right, we'll take a break. We will get to your phone calls coming up. I got Ben Simmons talking. Ben Simmons. We spent a lot of time on Ben Simmons. And now he is with the Nets, and he's talking about what happened in Philadelphia. We'll take a break. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. If you own a business, it's been a bumpy ride. We had to deal with the pandemic, inflation, and you could use a break. And maybe this could help. If your business has five or more employees and you manage to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate. It's a rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. And it's not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. Go to GetRefunds.com. They have employed a team of tax attorneys that they put together, and they are highly trained in a little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned over $1 billion to businesses. And maybe they can help you as well. And they do all the work. They don't charge you up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all type can qualify if you took PPP. Nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. Find out if your business qualifies. Go to GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me and answer a few questions. The payroll tax refund is only available for a limited time. Don't miss out. GetRefunds.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Bring on the mayhem. For a limited time, get Peacock for just $1.99 a month for 12 months. Stream hit movies like Minions, The Rise of Gru. Eligibility restrictions, terms apply. Visit peacocktv.com for complete details. We have the podcast already in the books. We recorded it yesterday. That's the Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble with Shea and Irving, Bad Larry, and Dylan. Dylan off to a pretty good start there. And
somewhere it's going pretty well.
Yeah. Thank you, Dylan.
That's scary good, man.
It is. It really is. Sounds just like Dylan. He sounds more like Dylan than you do Kevin Harlan, but your Kevin Harlan was spectacular yesterday.
Sheen's Dylan is just, it's frightening how...
The problem is nobody else, everybody outside of this room just has to take my word for it.
Yeah. Since, unless you listen to the podcast.
Unless you listen to the podcast, right.
Yeah, then you have Dylan. Fritzy does Bruce Springsteen. And it's Bruce's birthday today.
How about a little piece of cake? Well, all right.
Come on now. Woo-hoo. Everybody. Woo-hoo. After she put her kiss the man.
I'm just surprised that you like Billy Joel and Hall & Oates, that you wouldn't like Bruce Springsteen.
I respect. It doesn't sound like I do. I respect Bruce Springsteen, but I was never in a rush to go see him in concert.
I think the problem is that Bruce doesn't have enough poppy stuff, like cheesy poppy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not on some album covers, like, you know, just looking like all Daryl Hall and John Oatesy for whatever that is. I can't get rid of that thing.
But it's because you got too many words with one breath of air.
That's got to be what it is.
Because then you know, when you let the air out of a balloon, like that's kind of what's
going on. Is it a dry mouth or is it too much?
No.
I haven't even had a sip of water.
It's too many words. But it's, and I'm not calling you a balloon, but I'm just saying.
Kind of. But it's a slow.
You're more of a dirigible.
Thanks. It's a slow down.
A blimp.
I got to slow it down. Less
yes,
words.
Paulie.
I'm not even anti Hall & Oates. I generally like most of their music, but it's hard to picture someone saying, greatest band of all time, Hall & Oates, and staying on that hill. Fritzy does.
Well, he knows they're not the greatest band of all time.
Greatest duo, I would say. On a band, I know you didn't get into Beatles and Rolling Stones and all
No. Hall & Oates is a really nice, really, you know, staying power. They're still very relevant. You know, when you go see them, you know the songs. You got a Philadelphia sound to them. They haven't written anything in, like, you know, 25 years that's hit worthy.
It does make me sad that they don't do interviews together, and they're kind of like, yeah, we were big together, but they're kind of doing their separate thing. They won't, like, you know, they don't want to kind of hang out together unless they have to do a show together.
Yes, Eden.
Hall & Oates are kind of, they have kind of the same thing that the band Chicago has, where when you think of their hits, you think of all these like crazy super poppy songs, right? Like Chicago. I am the man who will fight.
Oh, that song is awesome.
That song is absolute trash.
Oh my God.
That song is absolute trash. However, Chicago the band have a whole catalog of awesome songs. They're actually incredible musicians.
Yeah.
That's Hall & Oates kind of have the same thing where you go a little deeper and you're like, dang, these dudes are awesome, but they just have these super poppy songs.
Yes, Paul.
Yeah, Seton really nailed it because early Chicago, it's a lot of horns. It's very funky and fun.
Yeah.
But that light Peter Cetera stuff that he went with solo, not as cool. No offense.
25 or 6-4. That's a title. And I remember talking to somebody in the band. I go, I'm guessing it's 25 or 26-4. And he said, yeah. I said, oh, okay. I never knew that. It was like 25 or 6-4. I'm like, I'm into numerology. Yes, Tom.
I downloaded the Essential Chicago, and there's one song called Questions 67, 68, if anybody could explain what that means to me. And I listened to the song, and nothing came up about a question or a poll or an exam they were taking while they were singing that.
Yes, Marv.
So to Seton's point about Chicago, yeah. Kool & the Gang is another band like that, where their early stuff, Barry Horns, and then they get into the Celebration and
I don't
all the
know
poppy
if I
stuff.
Could do Chicago and Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Cool & the Gang, you man.
They were Cool & the Gang. I don't
Casey
I don't,
and the Sunshine Band. I don't know anything about.
Oh, okay.
I don't know anything about Casey. I don't even know who that is.
So Cool & the Gang. Okay, my bad.
Cool & the Gang's fantastic. Yeah. You're not debating that, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
How about Parliament?
All right.
Oh, top five, dead or alive.
George Clinton was always, I missed an opportunity to see. You know, P-Funk. I thought, God, am I going to like this? And then I had a friend who went. And it's like, man, it was awesome. Just because it was alive. Well, yes, Todd.
I'm just thinking about She's Fresh and Joanna and Ladies Night and Misled. And well, I just loved that.
You know,
I loved Cool & the Gang. I wish I could have had them for my bar mitzvah.
Nobody else is thinking about it, but
if
I'm glad
my
you
parents
were.
Had a lot of money, I would have said Hall & Oates and Cool & the Gang. That would have been, and then I'd be set to go.
So if you could have had the Beatles...
Definitely not.
Or whole.
I'm being serious. I know that's crazy, but for me and my memories growing up, because I had like Hall & Oates shirts with buttons on them and everything, but Hall & Oates, and if you can get Billy Joel in there, and Cool & the Gang, oh my God.
So you had the buttons, Hall & Oates, little
pins?
Yeah,
it's amazing I didn't get beat up in school. I got these little pins. It wasn't like one of those dungaree jackets with those crazy, you know, with the Metallica and AC/DC patches all over their jeans jacket. I didn't do that. But I did have Hall & Oates shirts with buttons on.
Yes.
Gotta admit, one of those sounds like an awesome show or like an awesome concert. The other one sounds like an awesome party.
What, Cool & the Gang?
Heck yeah, dude.
Oh,
you have like Hall & Oates, Cool & the Gang. I think he just threw in Billy Joel or whatever. You're like, dude, this is going to be like the best party ever. However, you go to see the Beatles, it's a really good concert.
I think you could have fun. I mean, Hall & Oates is not a party. Cool and the Gang would be a party. Let's not confuse the two there. Hall & Oates is good. Would you rather, you think you'd have more of a party atmosphere with Hall & Oates than the Beatles?
Yeah, probably.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going
to
say yes. There's only so many times you can play Obladi and get the crowd fired up.
How about, she's gone.
She loves you and you know you should be glad. She loves you and you know that can't be bad. Let's just make it up on the fly.
I can't go for that. No, can do.
I wonder if I were you. I know what she
yes,
can
Paul.
Do. You love Hall & Oates.
This is fascinating. I mean,
who? No, else? It's not. I don't think it is.
It's fascinating. Here's a. I want to be tread lightly here. I love Stevie Wonder's music in the 70s.
Ooh.
Like Living in the City.
Sounds in the Key of Life.
To me, that's as good. Living in the City is top five songs.
Yeah.
Love Stevie. Stevie Wonder's poppy stuff in the 80s suffers because of how good he was in the 70s. And I want to tread very lightly here.
Marv loves Ebony and Ivory. Don't you? That's your poppy song?
Sure, but I Just Called to Say I Love You is terrible.
Oh.
It is terrible.
It's Hallmarkish.
Yes, Todd.
Sir Duke, that was cool, not poppy, right? Because I love that one.
I liked it. I mean, Stevie Wonder had a run.
Oh, my gosh.
Where it was like, wow. But, you know, he was famous when he was like 12. He was on, you know, these shows because they were like, oh, my God, watch him play and he's blind. I don't know how we got here, but we got here.
That's Fritzy. It had to be.
It's always.
I'll take the L on that.
Yeah. Thank you, Todd. Oh, we were talking about Springsteen's birthday today.
All right. 73, baby. Oh, yeah.
I do not like this song. Yeah, I left my family behind. Let's celebrate.
Abandoning your loved ones. Nice. Happy birthday.
Yeah, hungry heart. Yes, Marv.
Whose voice is that? That sounds nothing like Bruce Springsteen, by the way.
It feels like he's gone a little more Western.
See, that's pop Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
It's kind of what we've been talking
in the
about.
Dark. Dancing yeah. in the dark. Meanwhile, get him on Nebraska. You know, the river.
Oh, you get a little. You gotta just.
I know.
It's like Eddie Vedder. It's a different.
All right. Ben Simmons was on the Old Man and the Three podcast with J.J. Redick, and they talked about a lot of things. He gave an explanation as to why he didn't take a shot in Game 7. Remember, he passed it up against the Hawks. And that's when Doc kind of called him out, wanting to. I think he was asked, "Can you win a championship with him as your point guard?" And he said, "I don't know. You had your big man,
Joel
Embiid." Mm-hmm. Yeah, he called him out as well. Here is Ben Simmons.
Now, in the moment, I just spun, and I'm assuming Trey's going to come over quicker. So I'm thinking he's going to come full blown. I see Matisse going down. You know, Matisse is athletic and get up. So I'm thinking, okay, quick pass. He's going to flush it, not knowing how much space there was. It happened so quick that you just make a read. And in the playoffs, you need to make the right decisions majority of the time. And for that moment, it happened. And I was just like, okay, now we got to go make another play. So that's how I'm thinking. And I didn't realize how, you know, everyone's posting. I'm like, is that big? Like,
in fairness to you, and I, again, I'm not giving you an out here because you absolutely should have dunked it. In fairness to you, you don't know it's Trey right when you spin.
No, you're spinning into a jersey.
Yeah.
Essentially. So.
Yeah. So but look, when it slows down, it looks really bad, Ben.
Yeah. No, it looks terrible. I was like, but when I look at it now, I'm like, man, I should have just punched that. But it didn't happen. And I was okay with that. I can live with that.
Great job by Redick to follow up and press him on it because if that was just a one-off with Ben, it only happened one time where he passed up shots or didn't take shots. He didn't go to the hoop. I mean, I would have just said, hold on here. You got a history of not wanting the ball with the game on the line. You got a history of not wanting to take it to the hoop. You got a history of not wanting to go to the free throw line, Ben. Because that's really at the core of all of this. It's in his head. He talked about after that, he went into a dark place.
I'm already dealing with a lot mentally just in life, as a lot of people do. But it got to a point where after that series, I'm getting the, it's like from the people that you're supposed to have the support from, or that, you know, that comfort from. And I wasn't getting that either. So it was just a lot. It was a toll on me. And then mentally, I just, it killed me. I was like no energy for anything. Like I was in a dark place. I think that first thing of acknowledging it is like a huge step for me. And I was like, okay, like I need to address this. I need help in these areas.
Yeah, I think if he would have said in the moment right after the game what he just said to J.J. Redick of, hey, I saw a flash and I'm thinking, you know, it's somebody else other than Trey. And at least we would have understood it. I wouldn't have bought it, but, I mean, you still go up. If you're a good free throw shooter, you might get a three-point play. Like, you go up and you're going to dunk it, or you're at least going to make the attempt. He had no interest in making an attempt there, zero, because he did not want to get fouled. And that's really at the crux of all of this. So this upcoming season, and I hope that he's found answers, because I thought that was the big issue. He needs help. But he's at a point now where he's laughing it off a little bit. But, you know, I was concerned for him moving forward, a great talent. He was in a dark space. And who are you talking to? Well, you're going to talk to a professional to get you out of that. Yeah, see?
Yeah, it feels like a great step forward for him.
Yeah.
You know, just even being able to talk and laugh about, you know, sort of where he's been the last 2 years or however long it's been now.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
I went back and watched the play again after hearing what Ben Simmons said. And I can kind of see it where he kind of turns into the player there. He sees someone cutting down the baseline. You're going to drop it off to him. But immediately after that, you see the people in the crowd with their hands on their heads, yeah. And then Embiid walks over. And Embiid's 7 foot tall. He's not whispering in his ear. He's doing the, what are you doing, you know, shrug. And then he's saying, stick that in. You can hear him, stick that in. And Ben is trying to describe it. And then the announcers get in. Like, instantaneously, it became a thing on national TV.
Well, Embiid didn't do him any favors, and Doc Rivers did not do him any favors. So they're frustrated in the moment, but it exacerbated this. But Ben didn't help matters, because if you just say, look, this is what I'm thinking. Now, unless somebody can refresh my memory, I don't remember him being candid like this, saying, hey, I saw a flash, and I, you know, was going to give it to somebody to flush it. Yes, Eden.
And yeah, I'm not to nitpick what he was saying there, though, but I have a hard time believing that you're just spinning into a jersey. You don't know where players are on the court. I mean, you don't keep track of everybody all the time, but...
But for a guy whose job is to see the floor as a point guard, and he's 6'9", you know, I would think you'd be able to see the floor. And, did you know, could he have reacted, and once you realized who was going to be guarding you? Let's just put it this way. If you're aggressive and you want to score, or you want the ball in your hands, you would have gone up for the dunk. Instead, the smallest guy on the floor is making you pass it off. I have a problem with the bigger picture of this, of he has never, ever wanted the moment. And now going forward, that's what I'm curious about watching him this year. He says he's going to shoot threes this year. I hope he makes threes. I know a lot of guys who shoot them. I'm not a shooter. I'm a maker. But I want to see what he does when he's got the ball in his hand. Yeah, Marv, shooter.
Shooter.
No, I want to be known as maker. When I'm on the court and they go, oh, but who's got Bird?
Yo, get Kelly Tripica. Come on, who's got him?
Kelly Tripica. What'd you call him? Kelly Tripica?
Tripica. Is that his name?
No, Kelly Tripica.
Tomato, tomato.
No, it's not. It's telling you. What, Todd?
Maybe he's from Kansas, so that confused Marv a little bit. Because he got the Topeka, Kansas thing. I'm just trying to help him out.
Go back to singing Springsteen.
All right!
Take a break. Back after this. Every great day starts the night before.
And that means getting a great night's sleep. Well, why wouldn't you then get the best bed to help you get the best night's sleep so you can have the best day? It's all connected. Sleepers who use the 360 Smart Bed technology enjoy 28 minutes of more restful sleep per night. You add that up, that's 170 hours per year. So you're already 28 minutes ahead of the people that you're working for or working against. You know, as summer winds down, there's transition, kids going back to school, maybe you're going back to the office, and quality sleep can help everybody in the family reset their new routines. And you got so many things that you do in the fall. Foliage, scenic drives, farmers markets, hay rides. You got to get a great night's sleep. And right now, save 30% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed Plus Special Financing for a limited time at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byard. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth, with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
All together now. You could have fun at your bar mitzvah with the Beatles there. Playing something like this.
I guess that one.
Then they could go Helter Skelter. Then they could give you Maybe I'm Amazed.
Can you imagine Helter Skelter at a bar mitzvah?
I love it.
A bunch of 14-year-olds freaked out.
What's going on,
What's
Mom?
This from, Mom? What's the origin?
What's going on? Tyler did a wonderful job with Meat Friday. Thank you, Tyler. Smoked beef, chorizo chili, beer, cheese, soft pretzels, and hot dogs there. All right. Best game this weekend, worst game this weekend, Paulie?
I think it's clearly the game you would least like to tune in for if you were not a fan of these teams, and maybe if you are. Texans at Bears, Dan.
Okay.
Then you got Raiders-Titans. More an important game than a great game.
Yeah.
Chiefs at Colts. This is basically... yikes.
What's that line? How many are the Chiefs favored by?
Chiefs are giving 5.5 on the road, which is like giving 9.
I was going to say... 4.5 there. Okay.
Bills and Dolphins might be the one star, the one seed.
One seed. Packers, Bucks.
I know you can't believe this. I think I'd rather watch Bills Dolphins this weekend.
I would too.
Yeah, Bills Dolphins. That's the game right there.
Yeah.
Lions Vikings is nice.
Yeah, because if the Lions win again or the Vikings lose again, then all of a sudden we're going to look at those teams differently.
Ravens Patriots is a 1 o'clock.
Ravens favored by 2.5.
The excited Jets fans hosting the Bengals. Bengals are giving 6 points on the road.
Okay.
Eagles, Commanders.
Carson Wentz bowl.
Could be ugly. Saints, Panthers. That's not too juicy.
Well, now I just want to see what Baker Mayfield's future is. Because it feels like if there's another substandard game, maybe that welcome mat is no longer welcoming.
Jaguars at Chargers is the late 4 p.m. game Eastern. Justin Herbert.
I am interested in that because the Jags got a couple of really good pass rushers. And I don't know if Justin Herbert's going to play. I think it's game time decision. Iffy right now with those ribs.
Here's a biggie. Rams at Cardinals.
Yeah.
Cardinals last week, the first three quarters, they were getting crushed.
Yeah, I know.
Falcons, Seahawks, not exciting.
No.
Panthers, Packers, Bucks. 49ers, Broncos is a Sunday night game.
That's
and then
good.
Cowboys at the Giants for Monday night.
Yeah, all right. I mean, just, you know, with the Cooper Rush era now beginning, you know, he's taking over for Dak. Dak will never get his job back now. Michael in Fort Wayne. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, thanks for taking my call. Sure. I have a Danette doppelganger for your consideration.
Okay.
One of our favorite musicians who actually saw a concert earlier this year, but I was watching the music video yesterday for Smoke Rings in the Dark.
Gary
what
Allen.
What did I see but exactly, what did I see but a young Seton O'Connor?
Oh, okay. Gary Allen. Smoke Rings in the Dark is one of the greatest songs ever written. And...
Gary Allen, handsome fella.
Yeah. Oh, very handsome.
Very handsome
apparently.
Fella.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Later in life, not as handsome, you know, as he was when he was young.
Yeah, they aged well.
Yeah. I don't know. Yes, Paul.
Yeah, I got some pictures of Gary Allen. He's got a little more forehead than Seton, but generally they look like they'd be related.
Mm. That's a lot of forehead.
Yes.
It's more than Seton has.
Wait a minute. Is that... You going five-head joke on me?
Have you ever been referred to as having a five head?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm fairly comfortable with my forehead size.
Okay.
Until
right.
Today.
Yeah. You're going to go home. Honey, look at my forehead.
What's the story with the size of my forehead, dude?
Well, your head is big.
I do have a huge head. Yeah. I have a massive head.
I know.
No doubt about that.
Why did the Irish get a massive head?
Bigger the parrot, bigger the cage.
I don't think that's true. Give me your poll results there.
I would be happy to give you those poll results, Dan. Would you start your defense with Ed Reed or Deion Sanders? Where do you think that one fell?
I guess Deion.
Wrong. Wrong!
Oh!
59% Ed Reed.
Okay.
How about that?
All right.
We also put up there Jerry Jones' comments about a possible Cowboys quarterback controversy. Helpful or hurtful? Might be a new segment. Helpful or hurtful?
Hmm.
You want to guess on that one, too?
I'm going to say hurtful.
78% say hurtful. Okay. Yes, you are on fire right now.
Dak Prescott would probably agree. This day in sports history, Paulie.
The first baseball team in America was created in New York City by Alexander Cartwright, and the name of the team in 1845 was the Knickerbockers Baseball Club.
Okay.
2001, Barry Bonds hit his 65th and 66th home run of the season to tie Sam.
I'm glad Todd's not doing that.
Yeah. To tie Sammy Sosa for the most home runs in a season.
All right. It was on this day that Jose Canseco became the first player with 40 steals, 40 homers.
Oof, that was a big deal, 40-40.
It was, yeah. Let me see.
Did it take 40 needles? That's not too soon. It's not funny. Man.
What are you doing? What do you think the first paid for TV telecast of a sporting event? First closed-circuit pay TV telecast of a sporting event. Took place on this day. Paulie?
I would guess Ali Foreman, but I don't know.
You don't know.
Okay.
I was going to guess boxing, too.
1952. Rocky Marciano and Jersey Joe Walcott.
Ah, Jersey Joe.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me see if there's anything else. Oh. On this date, 2001, pro football history changed. Biggest change in the history of the NFL, probably. On this date, 2001.
I can't believe it. He's just thrown the ball forward.
No, it wasn't. Now, that wouldn't have been 2001. 2001.
Oh, yeah, 2000, I thought you said it way earlier.
2001.
I can't believe it.
Drew Bledsoe. Knocked out of the game against the Jets.
Ugh.
And here comes Tom Brady. How about that? How about that?
How about that?
On this date in 2012, this NFL team became the first in history to score 5 touchdowns of at least 60 yards in a game. You don't think of them as an explosive team currently. Your Tennessee Titans. How about that? Punt return, kickoff return, fumble return, touchdown passes of 61 and 71 in an overtime win over the Lions. Let's see. Brian in Ohio. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind?
6-1, a variable 220.
All right.
What a gorgeous day in the beautiful state, the heart of it all. But before I get to that, I wanted to chime in on a discussion from a couple segments ago about giving up a milestone stat or home run. Do I or do I not remember Ricky Henderson being super excited about giving up a strikeout milestone or maybe a no-hitter last out to Nolan Ryan? And this would have been late 80s, early 90s.
I don't think Ricky struck out. He was the last batter. I think that was when he was with Oakland. I don't remember Ricky going, hey, I'm happy to do that to give Nolan Ryan another no-hitter. I don't think so. Ricky B. Ricky doesn't strike me as he'd be happy doing that. Todd, what did you learn on today's program?
You once had your eye on a Corvette to impress the ladies, but lost over $3,000 on a
I ended up from a Corvette to a Chevette. Seton O'Connor.
Ed Reed looking good.
Yeah, he looks chill.
Yep.
A wise man. Marv?
Ed Reed said Heinz Ward, dirty.
Yeah. Paulie?
Ed Reed said he's had a fro and a beard since age 6 or 7.
No, he didn't say a beard.
Just the fro.
Todd.
There's no guarantee Ime gets his job back as Celtics head coach even after a 1-year suspension.
We could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, and that is amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. A lot of fun this week. Thanks again for giving us this opportunity to do this. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us. We close out the show with our friends from M-Drive. Start the day, you're energetic, you're ready to go, and then all of a sudden you start to drag. Not me. 3 hours strong. Still sound like I just started the show.
Shout out of a cannon.
Yes, absolutely. I walk by and Fritzy goes, slow down. Slow down, big man.
Yeah, take it easy, man.
I know. If you're like me, you want to feel good, you want to accomplish more, M-Drive testosterone support for driven guys. You can find M-Drive products at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Vitamin Shop. You know, a lot of people like to look at the package there, hold it, examine everything. Good, do it. But make sure you take me up on this offer. Try M-Drive for only $5. It's a two-week trial, and get started by texting Dan to 55,000. So that's 55,000. You're going to claim your exclusive offer. Don't waste another day. Get going. Get M-Drive. Text Dan to 55,000. Get your first order of M-Drive. It's going to cost you $5. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.